Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Extranet Technologies Limited's Q1 FY2027 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Extranet Technologies Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in today's earnings call for the first quarter of the financial year 2027. Before we begin, let me mention a quick cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial period under review. Now let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Sukhbir Singh Kukreja, Managing Director and Promoter, and Mr. Chetan Anand, Group Chief Financial Officer. Without any delay, I request Mr. Sukhbir, sir, to start with his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Purvangi. Thank you for giving our introduction. Good evening, everyone. And thank you for joining Extranet Technologies Limited first earning conference call forward. We are pleased to have this opportunity to engage with our shareholders and broader investment community. As this is our first post-listing earning call, I would like to take a few minutes to provide an overview of the industry landscape, our business, and the strategic directions we are pursuing. Today, the Indian technology landscape continues to evolve rapidly, driven by increasing digitization across enterprise and government sectors, along with rising adoption of cloud, AI, and data-intensive applications. Overall, IT spending in India is expected to continue growing at a healthy double-digit rate, with increasing investment across infrastructure, software, and IT services. Within this, the data center market, which was around $5.5 billion in 2025, projected to reach at $13+ billion by 2034, growing at a CAGR of 10% plus. This growth is being driven by cloud adoption, AI workload, data localization, and increasing enterprise digitization, creating a significant opportunity for the data center infrastructure, managed IT services, and ongoing technology support. Extranet is well positioned to participate in this opportunity. Extranet Technologies Limited is an integrated technology solution provider with over 24 years of experience delivering digital infrastructure and technology solution to governments, PSUs, and private enterprises. We work across technology lifecycle, combining data center infrastructure and IT operations, enterprise applications, digital services, and proprietary platforms, including Synergy for low-code AI-native digital transformation and ExtraTrust for digital trust and PKI-based authentication under one platform. Our largest segment, data center infrastructure and IT operations, continues to remain a key growth engine for our business with opportunities across data center and disaster recovery infrastructure, infrastructure modernization, cloud infrastructure, and IT operations requirements. Via the enterprise application segment, Extranet provides end-to-end ERP solutions,
design, configuration, customization with implementation of core modules, including finance, HR, SCM, procurement, billing, business process management, and workflow-based solutions. The digital services segment provides technology enablement solution to support the transition from legacy system to scalable digital platform across application, including banking support, cloud and analytics, digital solution, leverage AI, IoT and blockchain to enhance automation, security, real-time monitoring, and data-driven decision-making. Our proprietary platform also includes ExtraTrust, which enables secure authentication, digital signature, and trusted digital transaction across regulated environment. ExtraTrust is among one of the MeitY Government of India CCA-approved certifying authority, authorized to issue digital signature certificate and provide e-sign services. The platform benefits from high regulatory entry barriers and mission-critical applications, supporting long-term adoption and strong customer stickiness. Over the years, we have built a strong execution track record with 175 projects delivery during the financial year 24, 25, and 26, and over 50-plus data center, command center projects executed in past. Our presence spans 15-plus states and 10-plus industries, with government and PSU customer accounting for approximately 47% of the FY26 revenue. Today, our team comprises 500-plus permanent employees and 370-plus contractual employees, giving us strong workforce-based support our expanding business opportunities. A key strength of our business is the combination of project-based execution capabilities with recurring managed services and platform-led revenue. Our offerings are supported by long-standing relationship with the leading technology partners, while our strong focus on e-governance, digital trust and data security, smart cities and enterprise solutions, data center infrastructure, smart machines position us across mission-critical technology applications, BFSI banking solution, which provide resilience against potential disruption from AI-led technological shift. With that backdrop, let me now take you through the key operational highlights for the quarter under review. We continue to see healthy momentum in order inflows during the quarter, securing fresh orders worth approximately 60 crores. This took our order book to around INR 373 crores as of June 30, 2026. In addition, our active bid pipeline stood at approximately 1,200 crores spanning data center infrastructure, enterprise application, digital services, and proprietary platform. Together, this provides a strong foundation for execution and revenue visibility over the coming quarter. Further, we are also continuing to execute large enterprise, government, and PSU engagement with an increasing focus on mission-critical and long-duration projects. An important development during the quarter was continued increase in contribution from the service sector. Services accounted for approximately 65-68% of Q1 FY27 revenue compared with the around 40% Q1 FY26. This shift towards a higher service-led revenue mix is strategically important for us as we look to build greater customer stickiness and deepen our engagement through managed and value-added services. We are also focused on expanding our engagement with existing customers through cross-selling across data centers, enterprise application, digital services, and our proprietary platform. This allows us to address a broader set of customers' requirement while increasing our wallet share. At the same time, we continue to actively pursue opportunities in the international market, which remain an important avenue for diversifying our revenue base and increasing the contribution from international business over the medium term. Overall, we remain focused on building a stronger and more diversified extranet with a growing presence across services, data centers, and technology-led solutions. As we scale our capabilities and deepen our customer relationship our focus remain on creating sustainable long-term value for all our investors and stakeholders. With that, I would now like to hand over to our group CFO to take you through the financial performance for the quarter under review. Over to you, Mr. Chetan. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us. Let me take you through the key financial and operating highlights for the quarter ended June 30, 2026. Q1 FY27 has been a strong start to the financial year for XNet, with improvement not only in revenue, but more importantly in the quality of earnings and operating profitability. Our consolidated revenue from operations increased by 11% year-on-year to approximately 51 crores. More significantly, operational EBITDA increased by 89% Y-on-Y to approximately 10 crores, with EBITDA margin expanding by 855 basis points to 20.59%. Profit after tax stood at approximately INR 6 crores, representing a 77% year-on-year increase, while PAT margin improved by 444 basis points to 11.88%. The significant expansion in profitability during the quarter was supported by a favorable business mix with a sustainably higher contribution from services, together with better operating leverage across the business. Importantly, this performance has been achieved while continuing to maintain a strong focus on financial discipline, capital efficiency, and sustainable growth. Our FY26 return ratios remain healthy, with both ROE and ROC in excess of 30%. Moving to our business mix, data center, infrastructure, and IT operations continue to be our largest segment, contributing approximately 48% of our revenue during the quarter. Enterprise application contributed 26%, proprietary platform contributed 14%, and digital services contributed 12%. This diversified revenue mix is strategically important for us, while data center and enterprise applications provide scale and strong execution opportunities. The increasing contribution from digital services, managed services, and proprietary platform strengthens recurring engagement, customer stickiness, and the overall quality of our revenue base. As of June 30, 2026, XNet had a strong order book of approximately INR 373 crores across 55 projects. Importantly, approximately 55% of this order book is expected to be executable during FY27, giving us a meaningful base of revenue visibility for the current financial year. 55% revenue is from non-government customers and 45% from government customers, while the mix between direct and indirect orders stand at approximately 45% and 55%. This diversification across customer sectors, execution models, and geographies is important because it reduces concentration risk and provides us with a broader platform for growth. Our focus, however, is not simply on increasing the size of the order book. We are increasingly focused on the quality of orders we pursue, including margins, payment terms, working capital requirements, execution visibility, and the potential for long-term managed services and recurring engagement. Therefore, as we move forward through FY27, our priorities are very clear: executing the existing order book efficiently and convert it into revenue and cash flows, maintain the improvement in profitability through an improved business mix and operating discipline, continue expanding our higher value services, managed services, and proprietary platform business, maintain strict discipline around working capital, collections, and return on capital as the company scales. The combination of a strong order book, improving revenue quality, significantly stronger profitability, and healthy return ratios gives us confidence in the underlying direction of the business. Our objective is to translate the opportunities available to XNet into consistent revenue growth, healthy profitability, stronger cash generation, and sustainable long-term value creation for our shareholders. With that, we can now open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register for a question, please press star and one now. Your first question comes from the line of Rohan Joshi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. So, sir, my question was based on that the current contribution of data center is about 48% in our revenue. So, what kind of growth trajectory can we see in this vertical over the near term or 2-3 years?
So, data center portion, we want to keep it at 50% of the overall revenue, and we are year on year we are expanding. We are looking forward for 35-40% of the annual growth in this segment from our business perspective. So every year we have an objective to take it to the next level, and 35-40% is the objective to increase the revenue base from this segment.
Okay, sir. And sir, this increase in revenue base, as you said, that it will be 35-40% year on year. Mainly, which areas would this growth come from? Will it be like new infrastructure, disaster recovery? What would it be?
Yeah, this would be majorly from the data center infrastructure modernization and new disaster recovery setup creation. This also includes the network operation center and cybersecurity operation center, which comes under the data center and IT operation. And we already have an active pipeline of more than 600 crore, where the participation have been already done for creation of new setups in this area.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, as you mentioned that you have an active pipeline of about 600 crores. So
around 1200 crore is the active pipeline, out of which 50-60% is from data center and IT operation, which include network operation center and cyber security operation center.
Okay, sir. So, sir, from this whole pipeline of 400 crores, could you give us a sense of how much of the pipeline is in advanced stages and likely timeline for the conversion of the order book?
Approximately 40-45% out of this is at an advanced stage, and hopefully in next one quarter we'll be able to close close to 30% of this order book.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Rohit Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So, could you help us with the guidance for FY27 in terms of revenue growth and EBITDA margins, and what would be the main reasons or the, you can say, key drivers that gives us the confidence in achieving that growth?
Yeah, so here targeting the FY26, we closed at 365 crore, and we are targeting 500 plus crore for FY27, approximately 35-40% of the growth. Currently, we already have participated in the new projects of around 1200 crore, and in next one quarter, 3-6 months, we'll be participating on the similar size of the project. We already have existing order book of 375 crore as on 30th June, and out of this, 55-60% will get executed in the current financial year. So overall, if we calculate that, we'll be able to achieve the sustainable growth of 35% in the current financial year from the, as compared to the last financial year revenue achievement.
Okay, sir, got it. Just one more question. So how competitive is the digital trust and the PKI market, and what gives extra trust and advantage in winning and retaining customers when compared to the other peers like eMudra, etc.?
Yeah, I'll just confirm that approximately 11 private players are there who already have the license to operate as certifying authority in India. So we have the advanced portal and the mechanism of 10,000 plus partners across country who are already using our platform for issuance of digital signature and e-sign. Close to 850,000 subscribers are already onboarded on our platforms on recurring model, on year-on-year or annual or biannual subscription model, those who are already using our services into this area. We already have 24/7 support facility and the operation center where we issue in just 30 minutes, we deliver the services after the application received from the end subscriber. Apart from that, we have complete B2B model also, and we have already built up our own PKI solution and PKI engine, where our solutions are being deployed along with the large enterprise and government and enterprise customers. And based on that, they always adopt our services while the complete end-to-end solution is being provided by the Xtrackers. So we are mostly competing with eMudhra in the space. Most of these does not have the similar solution which we have already built in. So we are looking forward for the better growth in the PKI and digital signature segment also. We are also increasing our data center infrastructure. While we deployed our data center in Xtrackers, now we are enhancing the capacity to handle more load so that more users can be onboarded and more subscribers can be onboarded onto our data center infrastructure. We are enhancing the capacity and capability of our data center and ER sites for Xtrackers in the next one quarter of time.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you so much and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, you may press star and one now. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one now. As there are no further questions, we have our next question coming from the line of Binoy Jeriwala with Upadhyay Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, could you please explain your working
capital? Sorry to interrupt, Binoy, sir, you are sounding slightly soft. If you can increase the volume from your end.
Is this better?
Management, are you able to hear him?
Yes, I'm able to hear you, Sagar. If you can just ask, Mr. Can you just repeat your question?
My question pertains to the working capital cycle. If you would just explain your working capital cycle and specifically with regards to the data center and infrastructure segment. That's my first question.
Yeah, I would request Ms. Chetan to respond to your query on the working capital cycle also.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you for your question. See, basically, our bigger projects in data center takes care of two parts basically. First, we do the full deployment of data center end-to-end, and then we take care of the O&M, which is for the next 3, 5, 7 years, depending on the scale of a project. So when we do the deployment of a project initially and we make it go live, the overall end-to-end cycle takes us around 12 to 15 months time. And respect to the working capital, it's a stage-wise process on which we keep on getting our invoicing doing, and then we keep on getting our money. So on the outer sets, on the government cycle, it is roughly around 120 to 150 odd days. And when we move to the revenue part, which is on my O&M, which is on the services side, it is 45 to 60 odd days.
Understood. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, I thought there is another question also coming.
No, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Your next question comes from the line of Ankit Mittal with Mittal Growth Partners LLP. Please go ahead. Mr. Ankit Mittal, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question. Ankit, sir, if you have self-muted the line, I would request you to unmute yourself and proceed with your question.
I'm unable to hear, Sagar.
Right. As there is no response from the line of current participant, we'll move on to the next question. Your next question comes from the line of Maitri from Sapphire. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon. Congratulations on the great result. Just a few questions on the service side. So, what sort of revenues do we have currently contributing from the service side? And if you could mention what differential of margins we are earning better on the service side than on the product side.
So, ma'am, currently we have a mix of revenue which is on the financial closure when we have done in FY26. It was around 60% from the services side and 40% from my product side. And talking about the margins, when I do a product deployment, it gives me an EBITDA margin of around 6 to 8 odd percent. But when I move to services, this gives me end-to-end margins of around 20 to 22 odd percent. That is why you will see this first quarter, wherein my growth was just 11% on the top line, but my bottom line on the EBITDA and PAT improved drastically because my revenue share was almost 66-67% in the first quarter itself, ma'am. But overall, when we every quarter will have a different mix as we will be moving in our Q2, Q3. But yes, on the overall side, we will like to do at least 60% plus in services and lesser than 40% in the product side, so that we can deliver the kind of margins which we have done last year and do some 50-75 bits improvement as well in this financial year.
That is great. That is great. And on the tax, what's the steady tax rate are we penciling in for the next 2 years? Will it be close to the 25% range or do we have any...
Yes, it will be close to 20... No, no, ma'am. It will be close to 25-odd percent. That tax rate will be considered for the next 2 years' time, ma'am.
25%, right?
25%, yes.
Okay, okay. And lastly, on the target, so you mentioned this year we'll have a 500 crore target and also we're targeting a 50% contribution from the data center side. Going forward, the next, I would say, like medium-term outlook, maybe 2-3 years down the line, how do you expect the split being from all these four verticals and any sort of medium-term goal do we have? Just some color.
See, the overall goal is basically we want to grow around 35-40% CAGR in next 3 years' time. And on my four verticals, the biggest vertical will always be my data center, which will be around 50-55 watt percent. Enterprise application will be around 20-25 watt percent. And my biggest share in the service margin, which is my proprietary platform and digital services, will be almost 30% plus. Because this is the direction which we want to keep it for next two to three years, which will help us to deliver the stronger growth and consequently the stronger margins as well. Because we are not just running towards the order books and the work. We are running towards sustainable margins and to create a value also for my stakeholders.
And so on the proprietary side, are we targeting more enterprise clients or are we targeting more kind of retail B2C clients? The growth coming in.
Yeah, my promoter, Mr. Subir Singh, can answer you on this detail.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. We are having focus on both the segments. While when we talk about the proprietary platform, we are focusing into the B2B business also, which includes BFSI and aviation sector, is most important, where we have already started delivering the solution. However, if you see that in the B2C segment, we already have created a big portal for our Extra Trust platform, and we are adding more and more subscribers through our platform also. In the B2B segment, we have added large enterprise, large banks, BFSI sector, major government, central government, PSUs, railways, all these customers we have already added on our platform for providing the digital trust and PKI solution. And if we go towards the other proprietary platform on which we are already creating the smart machines, electronic document management, visa management, and decision support systems, multiple solutions we have already built on top of our Synergy platform related to automation, workflow, we are now focusing more on automation and AI-related solutions also using our own homegrown platform called Synergy.
Got it.
That is
purely for B2B. And these contracts going forward, how do you see the stickiness kind of, because we're adding a lot more kind of customized solutions to these platforms, so the stickiness increases. So these, what sort of time horizon are these contracts signed for? Are they like for 3 to 5 years, or are they kind of on an annual subscription basis going?
These all solutions are from 3 year, 5 year, 7 year time down the line, and CapEx, OPEX model. Where the annual subscription is there, that also will go continuously on a renewal basis, on year-on-year basis, or two-year or three-year contracts are there. While when we deliver the end-to-end solution, we take on CapEx, OPEX model, and 60%, 50 to 60% goes in a CapEx model, and 40, 35, 40% goes to the three-year, five-year down the line as an operational model. We have both the models available for our platform. One is the CapEx, OPEX. Second is the annual subscription model. And we are giving our solution into both the models to our customer, whether it is B2B or B2C.
Got that. And are we reaching out the clients through more RFQs? Are we getting these RFQs from the clients? Or is there like a tender process going on?
For B2B process, most of the projects are either coming through RFQ or the direct inquiry to our sales and pre-sales team. And we already are already empaneled with multiple clients, including the central PSUs, large corporates, where we are getting direct inquiries from these clients for providing our solution.
Yeah, that is it from my side. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Vinay Jariwala from Upadhyaya. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you for the opportunity for follow-up questions. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay. Sir, just to understand a little bit more on the order book and the pipeline, typically how much time does it take to know whether the order bidded in the pipeline has you've got confirmation for the same, or you know, you won the order, etc.? How much time does it take typically?
Normally, the order book which we speak about, those orders are already received and we are under the execution process. Generally, the government time cycle where we go for the government and large PSUs, the standard time is approximately 60 to 90 days for converting any order from proposal to the order. However, in a large enterprise, aviation, BFSI, these processes lesser. They generally convert from the submission to conversion is 30 to 60 days.
Understood.
Am I audible?
Yes, yes. Understood. Sir, and typically in the go-live period, what percentage of the overall order value gets recognized during the go-live period?
There are two types of the orders. One is under the CAPEX and OPEX model, where the CAPEX is approximately 50 to 60% and the execution period is from 6 months to 18 months timeline. And then this OPEX will go over a period of 4 years, 5 years, 7 years, depending on the project to project. So this project to project, 50 to 60% goes to the CAPEX billing and balance 40% goes to the 5 year time down the line. These are comes under the managed services and the support services, O&M kind of nature. However, where we quote on an annual subscription model, the entire revenue split in a period of 5 year or 7 year down the line or 10 year, depending where we are charging on per month or per quarter basis, these revenues splitted into the project duration of 5 year to 10 years, and we charge on quarterly basis from our customers. These are the recurring nature of annuity model kind of project, where we deliver the project and charge on quarterly basis with our clients. So we have both the models available, and we are working with clients into both the segments. Currently also in our order book, approximately 50% revenue is there, which is on a recurring model which will realize over a period of 4 to 5 years. And we have in the submission also approximately 40% order submitted in recurring nature, where the annuity business will be there for a period of longer period of 5 year or 7 year or 10 year kind of projects. So we are focusing on both the models as of now.
Understood. Sir, and to understand this this piece a little bit more, is this, you know, when you say that it's an annuity-based recognition, so do you recognize it on a straight-line matter, or is there a step-up every year? How does that typically work?
We recognize the revenue on the billing model. Once we bill to the client, then only we take it as a revenue in our book. However, the order book is higher. The billing, based on the billing only, we do the accounting. I'm sure Mr. Chetan will also further confirm, and we this model.
Sir, there is no step-up billing. It's like, for example, there is an O&M which is spread for next 5 years' time for a value of around 60 crores. So 60 crores will be done quarterly, like 12 crores every year with every quarter. So it is not a step-up one. It's a sustained straight-line method which is charged in the contract as per the line items.
Understood. And, sir, fair to, would it be a fair understanding that during the go-live period, typically when you are recognizing that 50-60% of the overall order value, and it would also have mainly product recognition of product revenue, etc. So therefore, the margin during the go-live period would be substantially lower than the overall margin.
Definitely, sir, but that is the process which we had it over past 3 years. If my history goes 3 years back, we had almost 80% of product revenue and 20% was services. But as every year we are doing the bigger projects and my service revenues keep on adding, so that is where the split happens. My 40% margin which comes from my product side is lower, and the higher margins which comes from my revenue model which is on the services side have the higher margins basically. So definitely, whenever there is a phase of any bigger project, which is for 12, 14 months where the capex deployment is happening, the margins will be a little bit lower. But yes, the moment the past services are keep on adding for the past project or the same project, when it starts adding the revenue model on the service side, the margins kept on. But for us, evaluating any project is end-to-end feasibility of a project, wherein we have our internal benchmark, how and at what costing we have to take it and what better margins we have to improve in the future as well.
Right. And do you work out internal IRRs with regards to, you know, why you're bidding for these orders?
Yes, we normally do the IRR for all these things, and we have our internal benchmark that at least this much fits me my IRR. But in these cases, there is not every time my capex is getting deployed at these places. But yes, for me, IRR becomes more important when I am doing the first capex full on. And then it's an annuity-based model wherein the recurring revenue will come for 6-7 years. Even in that cases also, we maintain a benchmark of at least 17-18% as an IRR. Then only we enter into these projects basically.
Understood. Sir, and what would be the average execution period for this order book?
The current order book which we have a mix of both capex and opex. So current order book, 55 to 60% will be executed within this financial year, and rest will be spread into the O&M which is there with me for next 3 to 5 years time. And the active bid which is in pipeline will keep on adding my order book for the next quarter financial year as well.
So is it possible to work out a blended average order execution period?
The blended order execution period, as we told you again, that it's a mix of both, which is on the capex and the opex side basically. The capex cycle takes a bare minimum 9 months to at least 15 months time, depending on the scale, size and the execution which we have to do. And when you have a service model, which is very clear, it can be monthly revenue or it can be a quarterly revenue model.
Sir, and, you know, the hardware prices have kind of increased very sharply in the last 6 to 8 months. So are you observing any kind of pause or orders being put on hold or on a slow lane from the client's end?
Yes, we are observing that because this is very much known all across what is happening for last 1 year time. The cost of hardware has moved almost 3x, 4x type basically. That was a strategic call of the company, which was very different from the many other players as well, that we had kept some good inventory with us for my past projects, wherein there is no price escalation with government. So that is well taking care of my all the costs, and I don't have to buy it today and pay the price to the, it's not a cost to the company basically, wherein I am buying today and have to pay a heavy price basically. So whatever is coming in the near future is coming with the newer prices also. But yes, instead of even the prices which is high, getting a product also is becoming a little bit challenge. But till now, on our company side, we have not faced any kind of a cancellation or anything. We are very strategically working on where we can fulfill the requirement of the customer end to end. And we are trying to cope up as of now. But what happens and how the future will play, it's we always have to keep on monitoring it very closely.
And are the product prices a complete pass?
Sorry to interrupt. Vinay, sir, for any further questions, may we request you to return to the queue?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Our next question comes from the line of Khushbu with Sixth Sense. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. My question is, how many data centers you have built till date?
Hello, am I audible? You are audible, Khushbu. We have created approximately 50 setups, which includes the data center also, and the data center-led other projects, including command centers and network operation center and cyber security operation centers. So more than 50 we have built in past.
More than 50. Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up comes from Vinay Jariwala. Please go ahead.
So just continuing from the earlier conversation, so in terms of product prices, are these a complete pass-through for us when, or do we need to absorb a certain level of product price inflation before it can be passed on to the client?
It's not the pass-through in all our solutions. We buy the products for our projects only. So the deployment, the implementation, configuration, everything is being taken care by our own internal in-house team. And we keep the complete managed services part also with us. So wherever the project comes in, if we deliver any project, we take it from the respective manufacturer and OEM. We add on our services and then provide it to the customer. We don't have any pass-through kind of business where we are only giving the products to the end customer.
No, what I mean to say is, let's say during the order execution, and you have obviously bid for the order at assuming a certain product price, right? And in the meantime, let's say when you are executing that order over, let's say, first 8 to 12 months, if there is a sharp increase in the product prices, then what does that happen? Does it get passed on to the client? Or?
Generally, as I have already informed you, the life cycle, from the bidding to order conversion, it is approximately 60 to 90 days. And we already have a firm rate confirmation from the respective manufacturer. We take it in writing for a particular project, and the price is locked for the project. So after receiving the order, we immediately try to build the inventory for execution of a respective project. So there is no price escalation. It only affects when there is a repeat order or a new order comes in, then it may affect. However, in a current scenario, while we are bidding to the new customers and new projects, we are considering the all price escalation mechanism and accordingly bidding to the or a submitting proposal to our respective clients. And now we have also started the price escalation mechanism on year-on-year basis depending on the dollar variation. Because there is a USD variation also from submission to maybe repeat order. And the OEM policy or price escalation due to supply chain or a global supply chain disruption. So we generally now consider those price escalation if there is a clause of repeat order in the RFP. Generally, we procure all the products and third-party goods and software at the time of initial only. And during the execution, most of the services are being provided by our internal teams. So there is no impact on these projects.
Understood. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Vinay. Really nice to take your question.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference back to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you all for taking time and participating in our webinar today. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to the investor relations manager. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Extranet Technologies Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you everyone for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you, Sagar. Thank you, Purvangi. Thank you.